Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Soul Fitness Plan, your ultimate fight and flight training program. Just taking the dog for a walk. My little brother's dog, I don't know if you can see it there, it's a little thing. And I thought I'd just make an episode, so sorry if it's a bit, I don't know. You see my new haircut, I don't really like it, but people tell me it looks alright. So yeah, sorry, so the video, if you're watching on video, is a bit shaky. If you're watching on podcast, maybe the audio's not so good. That's just the reason why. It's nice early, it's not that early. I wake up late here because the sun comes up. Anyway, let's get straight into it. Today we're going to be talking about level 3 training goals and exercises. Now level 3 in the Smile Fitness Plan introduces swimming, right? So it's the same body weight exercises, the same strength building exercises as level 2. So you've got sprints, you've got some body weight squats, you're still doing active hangs, you're not doing any pull-ups yet, but you're still doing active, so you're still building strength. I mean, you can go into pull-ups if you want, it's like if you want to customize it yourself, but basically you're trying to do 20, by the end of it, because it all progresses gradually, right, you only like add one every week or add two every week or something, so you'll aim to do 4 sprints, 20 seconds of active hangs, and then 20 of all the other exercises being push-up, bicycle crunches, skater hops, and heel raises and bodyweight squats, right? And that's it. Oh, you got the side plank curls, which I mentioned before. So you do 10 and 10, which builds 20 on the side. Then your endurance goals, you want to be able to run, it's 30 minutes, right? So you got a 30 minute run, and swimming goes straight into 30 minutes. There's this one thing, there's people walking around. And the dog's going psycho. So there's this one thing where it's like when you do skills training and then it's all the swimming, right? Now at the moment, it's like it just runs normal. But then I realized that when you're gonna go to the pool or the ocean or whatever to do your swim training, you don't wanna go there, you don't wanna do your strength training. Well, you might do, but usually people won't wanna do their strength training and then go to the ocean just to do this one thing, because it's like not really a waste of time, but it does take up a lot more time. What would be far better is if that you'll be like, all right, this is the swim training and you do all the skills and then you do your endurance swim all in one hit, right? So then you only have to go to the pool or whatever once a week, as opposed to on those swim days twice or three times, and it's just for like 10 minutes or whatever just to practice those small skills. So I'll probably try to figure that in the timetable somehow. It'll get adjusted. But yeah, and then your fight training is 7 3-minute rounds with 1 minute in between. So that 7 3-minutes is 21 minutes. And then you got run round in between each. So add 6 to that is 27 minutes. So it's close enough to 30. I suppose I could put in another round, but you want to go, yeah, it'll be fine. All right. And the healthy habit is about sleep. So the healthy habit is kind of like the biohack. Right, and sleep, because sleep's extremely important. So we'll get deeply about how to perfect your sleep, all the good habits you can do for that. And the dog wants to sniff something. Morning. And there's people out there. And then also, because things are getting a bit more, like you're getting up to like 20 things, 20 for your strength training, you'll learn about training in sets. So up until now, and you don't have to, but up until now you've been just training just single, right? Because there's not very much. It's like 10 reps, you just do it all in one. But sometimes you might, like, some people might not be able to do 20 push-ups straight off the bat or whatever. So you learn how to train in sets, and basically everything is given as one set. Like I tried to at the start, I don't know if I remember. Oh, here's the neighborhood dog. There's a gang of dogs that roams the neighborhood. And people feed them, apparently, because they like them, that they guard the neighborhood, but then they're a pain in the ass because they always try to attack us. So there you go. So you're going to hear some fighting in a minute, maybe. Because there's 3 of them. They surround you and then they go. But they never bite you because they're scared of humans. I think if the dog, Snowy's her name, if she was alone, they would attack her. But because I'm a human, I don't. Oh, there's someone else's little dog. Look, they don't worry about that. They could eat that little dog. Oh, wow, now that dog's running away from the puppy. Look at that. So the street dogs are actually pussies. because there's three of them, they are. But as soon as a dog runs after them, they just start running away. I think it's because they're scared of the humans, to be fair. They know that if they hurt the other dog, they'll get booted out of the neighborhood. And it's their neighborhood. Anyway, what was I saying? So you can make up your own sets, because I did try to include them, but it just got a bit, the progression was just a bit funny. It's far better. You don't know what kind of sets people are doing. So it's far better. So it's like what you do, you basically do them in, let's say you got to do 20 push-ups, but you can't. So you just do as many as you can in good form and then stop and then go through the rest of the exercises and then go back to and do the rest, right? And you might have to do that when you get up to higher numbers, like in the level 10s, you might do that like 3 or 4 times or up to 5 times, right? So there you go. So you create your own sets and then... and so the value, the SFP value for level 3 is contentment and plus forgiveness plus self-reliance equals freedom. And this is one of my favorite ones, but it's probably one of the ones that it's hardest to attain. Like attaining contentment is, it's pretty hard to be content, I've found. Sometimes you are, sometimes you aren't. But if you can get contentment, right, first of all, and then you can learn to forgive all the wrongdoing that's been done to you or and yourself, like forgive yourself, and you can have self-reliance in both... emotionally and monetarily and whatever otherly way, if you get those three things, then you are truly, truly free. Whether you agree with that or not is a different matter, but that's kind of one of the values I've been following for, well, over a couple of decades. I think one of the, yeah. All right. And then the last things that you're going to learn in level 3 is about anticipation, which is good for bike riding, good for parkour, especially good for self-defense, is like anticipating what the enemy or what obstacles are in your way so you can get ahead of it. And then you'll also get introduction to swimming, like safety, including underwater swimming, sea safety, all that sort of stuff. All right, finally, the goals. So by the end of it, you want to be able to run 5.5 Ks in 30 minutes. That's an average speed of about 11 Ks an hour. You want to be able to swim about 1.25 k's in 30 minutes, which is an average speed of 3.5 k's an hour. You want to be able to fight 7 times 3-minute rounds, which is normal, right? Which is, there's no like real goals to that. That's just the goal. And that is it, guys, for today. Hope it wasn't too disturbing. I'll be leaving Malaysia. The next time you hear one of these, I'll be outside of Malaysia, I think. Well, maybe I'll make another one tomorrow just for, because I'll be traveling for a few days. But anyway, there you go. Don't forget to download the Survival Fitness Plan app. So maybe by the time you hear this, it's no longer free because it's coming up soon, but it's not that much more expensive. It's $1. $1 for 30 days. $1 for your first 30 days. Go ahead, get that at survivalfitnessplan.com/app. I'm not sure how long that $1 deal will last, but that's go get it now, and then you'll get it for $1 for 30 days. Like, subscribe, and share, and I'll see you again next time. Bye.